Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We've gotten a lot of questions about Bible translation, and I have to say, I'm kind of curious about this myself.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We got these materials from a Dr. George Payton. He gave a lecture series on this, and
Interesting.
I always thought translating the Bible was like pretty straightforward. Just like swap out words from one language to another.
Yeah, just kind of match them up, make it equivalent.
Right. But Dr. Payton, he's arguing that it's way more complicated than that. He's saying it's a blend of science and art, and a spiritual endeavor.
Wow, all three. That's a lot to unpack.
I know, right? So I'm
Yeah.
hoping you can help us kind of break this down.
Okay, yeah. Sounds fascinating. Where should we start?
Well, let's start with this idea that it's a science,
Yeah.
right? Because he actually said linguistics and translation is a science. So what do you think he means by that?
Well, I'm thinking about the technical side of it, right? Like linguistics, understanding the original languages, Hebrew, Greek.
Right, like really getting into the nitty-gritty of the grammar and the vocabulary.
Exactly, and using all the biblical resources available, commentaries and lexicons and all that stuff to make sure that the translation is accurate,
Okay, so it's about being super precise, making sure every word is just right.
Yeah, I think so. But then he goes on to say, linguistics and translation are also art forms. We try to create a beautiful, impactful art form by translating the scriptures into these other languages.
Okay, so then what's the art part?
Well, I think it's more than just like using beautiful language, It's
Yeah.
got to be about capturing the heart of the message, the emotional weight, the poetry of the original text, and somehow conveying all of that in a new language.
Yeah, finding a way to make it resonate with people, even if they're coming from a completely different culture.
Exactly. That's a tall order. I mean, I've tried translating stuff before and it's tough.
Yeah, it's not easy. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So we've got the science part, the art part, but then he brings in this whole spiritual dimension. And honestly, that's the part I'm really struggling
I
with.
can see why. It's kind of a wild concept, isn't it?
Yeah, he's saying that the Holy Spirit is actually involved in the translation process, not just inspiring the original writers, but actively guiding the translators too.
Right, like playing a role in how those ancient words are brought into a modern
So
context.
how does that even work? Did he give any examples?
He did actually. He told this really interesting story about a time when his team hit a wall trying to translate this really difficult passage. They just couldn't find a way to make it work in the target language.
Oh, I can imagine. Some of those passages are so dense.
Oh, totally. And so they prayed about it. And Dr. Payton said this suddenly, like out of nowhere, a translation just popped into his head. It was perfect. It captured the meaning, the tone, everything. And he was convinced it came straight from the Holy Spirit. Yeah, he even said, I've had experiences where the Holy Spirit was there with us, infused our minds, and enabled us to come up with a translation that was totally unexpected, but appropriate for the moment.
Well, that's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Makes you think about those verses differently, right?
It does. It's like there's this whole other layer of meaning there. Like maybe those words weren't just meant for the people who first heard them, but for us today, too.
Okay. But stepping back for a second, why even bother translating the Bible at all? I mean, it's already available in so many languages.
Yeah, good point. I think Dr. Payton actually addressed that directly. He used these two biblical stories to kind of illustrate his point. The Tower of Babel, where humanity's pride led to the division of languages, and then the vision of heaven in Revelation 7, where people from every nation and tongue are worshiping together.
So it's like translation is trying to undo the damage of Babel.
Yeah, exactly. It's about breaking down those linguistic barriers, making the gospel accessible to everyone, no matter what language they speak.
That's pretty powerful. I'm starting to get why these translators are so passionate about their work.
Me too. It's like they see it as their mission to share this message of hope and salvation with the whole world.
Right. But it can't be all sunshine and roses, right? He mentioned some of the challenges they face too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, we kind of have this romanticized image of Bible translators, quiet scholars working in their studies.
Right, like super peaceful and serene.
But Dr. Payton painted a very different picture. These translators are often working in really remote and sometimes dangerous locations.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and navigating all sorts of cultural sensitivities, even facing government restrictions in some countries. It's not for the faint of heart.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So what keeps them going? Like, what's the motivation to face all those risks?
Well, from what Dr. Payton said, it's the impact. It's seeing how the gospel transforms lives. He shared some incredible stories about people coming to faith, communities being strengthened, and he said, God is in this whole thing of calling normal people into Bible translation to do this so that his message can extend to the world.
Wow, calling normal people. I like that. It's like anyone could be a part of this, right?
Yeah, if they feel led to do it. And it seems like Dallas International University, or DIU, is playing a big role in training and equipping those people.
Right. You sent over a bunch of info about their programs. They seem to be doing some really interesting things.
They do. DIU seems to be like the place to go for aspiring Bible translators.
Okay, but before we dive into all that, I'm curious. Out of everything we've talked about so far, what's been the biggest aha moment for you?
For me, it's realizing that the Holy Spirit's role in translation isn't just some abstract idea, you know? Dr. Payton's story about that out of the blue translation really made it real for me.
Yeah, that was powerful. What about for you? You know, honestly, it's the intensity of the work itself. I just had no idea about the risks these translators face. It really makes you appreciate their dedication.
Absolutely. So are we ready to jump into DIU and what they're all about?
Let's do it. I'm really curious to hear more about their programs.
Okay, let's see what they have to offer.
So before we jump into DIU, you sent over this glossary and some FAQs, and there's some terms here that I just got to ask about.
Oh, what's caught your eye?
Okay, well, there's this thing called exegesis and hermeneutics and even discourse analysis. Honestly, they all sound kind of intimidating.
Yeah, they sound like something you'd hear in like a graduate seminar, right?
Exactly.
But trust me, they're not as scary as they sound.
Okay, well, can you break them down for me then? What is exegesis in like normal people terms?
Sure. So think of exegesis as like being a detective for the Bible.
A detective.
Yeah. You're trying to figure out what the author originally meant, right? So you're looking at the words, obviously, but also the historical context, the culture, the literary style. All those clues help you understand what the author was really trying to say.
So it's not just about reading the text. It's about understanding the author's intent.
Yeah, exactly. It's like the difference between looking at a painting and actually understanding the artist's inspiration, their technique, you know, their message.
Okay, I get that.
Yeah.
So where does hermeneutics come in?
So hermeneutics is all about interpretation, right? It helps us bring the gap between the ancient world and our understanding today. Like, how do we apply teachings from a culture that's so different from ours? Or how do we make sense of passages that seem contradictory? Hermeneutics gives us a framework for dealing with those questions.
Okay, so exegesis helps us understand what the text meant back then, and hermeneutics helps us figure out what it means for us today.
You got it. And both are essential for good Bible translation.
Right. You can't translate something accurately if you don't understand what it meant originally.
Exactly. And you can't make it relevant for a modern audience without hermeneutics.
This is making me realize that Bible translation is so much more complex than I ever thought.
Oh, it really is. It's like a whole academic field in itself. It's not just about language. It's about history, culture, theology. It's fascinating.
All right, well, we've got two down. What about that third one? Discourse analysis. What is that?
So discourse analysis is about looking at how language is used in a specific context to create meaning.
Okay.
So it goes beyond individual words and sentences. For example, think about sarcasm. You need to understand the context to know if someone's being serious or not, right?
Yeah, totally.
Well, discourse analysis helps translators understand those layers of meaning and find ways to translate them so they make sense in the target language.
So it's like those idioms we use. If you directly translated kick the bucket, it wouldn't make any sense to someone who doesn't know the expression.
Exactly. And the Bible is full of those kinds of things. Metaphors, figures of speech, cultural references. Discourse analysis helps translators navigate all of that.
Okay, that makes sense. So it's all about making the Bible accessible and relatable for people, which is what scripture engagement is all about, right?
Yes. All this effort is ultimately about helping people connect with the Bible in a meaningful way. It's not just about making the text available. It's about helping people understand it, apply it to their lives, and share its message with others.
It's amazing to think about all these different pieces, the linguistics, the cultural considerations, the spiritual dimension. They all come together to make Bible translation such an incredible endeavor.
Absolutely. And that's what makes it so fascinating. It's not just about words on a page. It's about bridging cultures, connecting hearts, and sharing a message of hope that transcends language barriers.
This has been so eye-opening. But before we go too far down the rabbit hole, let's get back to DIU and how they're equipping people to do this work. They seem to have a ton of programs.
They do. And they've really embraced online learning, which is great for accessibility.
Right. So anyone can take their courses no matter where they live.
Exactly. Someone living in a remote village in Africa can get the same training as someone in a big city.
That's amazing. So they're not just training Americans to translate the Bible into other languages.
Not at all. They partner with organizations like Wycliffe, SIL, and Pioneer Bible Translators to equip people within their own communities to translate the Bible into their heart languages.
That's so cool.
Hmm.
Who better to translate the Bible than someone who really understands the nuances of the language and culture, right?
Exactly. And they offer a huge range of programs, from undergraduate degrees to specialized master's programs. They even have a translation consultant training program.
There's something for everyone.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive.
I was really intrigued by their MA in translation advising. I'd never even heard of that before.
Me neither. It's a fascinating specialization. So translation advisors are basically like mentors for translation teams, helping them navigate the complexities of the process, making sure everything's accurate and consistent.
It's like they're the unsung heroes of Bible translation, making sure the final product is the best it can be.
That's a great way to put it. And DIU is one of the few places that actually offers a degree in that. Plus, they have a translation consultant training program, which focuses on helping organizations develop their own translation strategies.
It sounds like they're really covering all the bases. Not just the translation itself, but the whole infrastructure needed to make it happen.
And absolutely. And it's not just about linguistics and translation theory either. They have courses on scripture engagement, Greek and Hebrew discourse.
Right, like you have to understand the original languages to translate them properly.
Exactly. And they seem to place a strong emphasis on spiritual formation as well, which makes sense given the nature of the work.
Yeah, we talked earlier about the Holy Spirit's role in translation. It sounds like DIU is preparing their students for that aspect as well.
It's not just about technical skills. It's about having a heart for the work, a deep understanding of Scripture, and being open to the Holy Spirit's leading.
It all sounds incredibly comprehensive.
Yeah.
I'm actually kind of tempted to sign up for one of their courses myself. Yeah, I'm not kidding. I'm feeling really inspired by all of this.
Me too. It's really encouraging to see how DIU is empowering people to engage with the Bible and share its message with the world.
Okay, but before we both quit our jobs and enroll at DIU, let's take a step back and think about what we've learned.
Good idea. We've covered a lot in this deep dive.
We have. So when we come back for the final part, let's try to summarize all this information and give our listeners some key takeaways. What do you think?
Sounds good to me. I think we can leave them with some valuable insights and maybe even inspire them to explore this fascinating world a little further.
Okay, so we're back. And I have to say my head is spinning after all that.
Yeah, it's a lot to take in, isn't it?
It is. We started this deep dive thinking Bible translation was pretty simple, but now we're seeing it's this huge blend of linguistics, cultural understanding, and even, you know, spiritual guidance.
Really makes you think differently about those words on the page, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Like, when you read the Bible now, do you ever think about the journey those words took to get to you?
All the people who poured their hearts and souls into making it understandable. Absolutely.
Right. So let's try and sum up some of the biggest things we've learned. You know, for our listeners who are just tuning in or maybe trying to make sense of all this, what would you say is the most surprising thing we uncovered?
You know, for me, it's the Holy Spirit's role. I mean, I knew the Bible was inspired right way, but I never really thought about the Holy Spirit actually guiding the translators.
Yeah, me neither. It's like there's this extra layer of meaning there.
Dr. Payton's story about that sudden translation coming to him really made it real.
Totally. And, you know, it makes you think about the translators themselves.
Oh, right? Absolutely.
The dedication, the risks they take. Like we talked about the remote locations, the cultural challenges, even the danger sometimes.
And yet they keep going. It's amazing.
It is. And it makes me appreciate those little study Bibles we all have even more.
Makes you think about all the work that went into making that possible.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So what about DIU? What impressed you about their program?
Honestly, their commitment to training local translators. I mean, it makes so much sense, right? Who better to translate the Bible than someone who understands the culture and the language inside and out?
It's like they're not just exporting the Bible. They're empowering communities to claim it as their own.
Yeah, I love that. And their online programs, that's huge. Makes this kind of training accessible to anyone. Anywhere.
No matter where you are in the world, you can be part of this.
That's pretty powerful.
So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's one thing you want our listeners to take away from all of this? Like, what's the big takeaway?
I think it's to remember that the Bible didn't just magically appear in our language. There's a whole story behind those words, a story of sacrifice, dedication, And yeah, even divine inspiration.
So well said. And for me, it's that sense of awe. Like we should be awestruck by the complexity and the beauty of this whole process.
It's a miracle in itself, isn't it?
It really is. And if anyone out there is feeling even a little bit inspired, check out DIU's website. You never know. Maybe you'll discover a passion for languages or for cultures or even for, spreading the word.
The possibilities are endless.
That's a great place to end it. So to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this deep dive. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.
Take care.